Mini test 7. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will listen to one conversation and one lecture. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Come in, Will. Did you want to discuss something with me?
Thank you, yes. I have something I need to talk about with you. It's about our group presentation. I'm here on behalf of our group. We've been trying to plan our presentation, but, well, we're kind of stuck. So we decided that one of us should come here and talk about it with you, and I'm the one.
That's fine, but can you be a bit more specific? I'm not quite sure how to answer your question.
Well, we're not sure how to get started, how to get organized. We've had a number of meetings, but we just sit around discussing how we should prepare the presentation, and we never get anywhere. Sometimes it seems like everyone in the group has a different idea about how to proceed.
Okay, I see. Tell me, what's the topic of your presentation? I mean, which company are you discussing?
The Northwest Paper Company.
Okay, so with your group, first of all, you should be outlining what issues the Northwest Paper Company is facing.
But we've been trying to divide up tasks first, trying to figure out who's going to do what part of the presentation.
That most likely won't work. You need to concentrate on the issues first, as a group and not individually.
Okay, so we should concentrate on the issues first. You did say issues, didn't you? There can be more than one issue?
Certainly. The company may be facing more than one issue. Maybe two or three issues. Just concentrate on the major issues.
So, as a group, the first thing we need to do is to decide what the issues are, maybe two or three main issues.
That's right. Then, after the group has agreed on what the issues are, as a group, you need to decide on the best solution for each issue.
Okay. First we figure out the issues, and then we figure out the best solutions for the issues.
Yes. Together as a group, you should agree on the issues and the solutions. And then, only then, you should think about how you're going to organize your presentation.
And how would you suggest that we organize our presentation?
Oh, there are many different ways to organize the presentation. Let me give you a couple of examples. How many students are in your group? 4 or 5?
4. Our group has 4 members.
Well, let's say you decide that there are 2 major issues. Then one person could introduce the presentation, give an overview, you know, and a second person could discuss one issue and its solution, and the third person could discuss the second issue and its solution, and the fourth person could summarize it all. Or maybe you decide that there are 3 issues, and 3 of you present issues and solutions, and one person introduces and summarizes the presentation. Or maybe 2 of you present issues and the other 2 of you discuss possible solutions.
Okay, I understand.
What exactly do you understand?
That we need to figure out what the issues and solutions are together as a group before we can decide how we're going to organize the presentation.
Exactly.